Kenya's parliament looks over a power-sharing deal while a ministry aids the recovery efforts. Uganda's children can't go home again, but Christians provide a safe refuge. And one more ministry is feeling the sting of a struggling economy. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Until the presidential elections at the end of December, Global Aid Network's Charles Detter says Kenya was one of the most stable countries in Africa.
Stable both from a standpoint of economy and just peaceful situation. And there have been more than 1,000 people killed since the end of December, up to 600,000 people displaced from their homes, running for their lives.
Parliament's now trying to speed through a ratified power-sharing deal. The bills are expected to pass early next week. Global Aid Network has already shipped 6 sea containers to the country, containing mostly food. They have 5 more on hold. It's part of their food distribution program. At every location, the Jesus film is being shown.
As people hear the truth of the gospel and are responding, then they're able to be brought into churches or trained as new disciples of Christ, and then follow-up continues from there.
Next, although there was great hope for peace in Uganda following the 2006 ceasefire, for the displaced war victims, that hope has been stillborn. There's security on paper, but for the thousands of refugees, there's nothing to return home to. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says the children suffer the most.
We are sending teams to some of the resettlement areas with short-term mission medical help.
There's a whole generation that's missed out on their childhood. Rouster says it's important for these kids to have sponsors so they can have a future.
When we have children sponsored, they attend a weekly meeting. They always hear the gospel at that club meeting. So they are learning what Christ can do for them. They're learning that he can forgive them and that they, having received forgiveness, can reach out and extend that forgiveness to others.
Go to our website if you can help. You're listening to Mission Network News. While most research says young adults are leaving the church in droves, one organization says their ministry is having a positive impact. Awana Clubs International says a recent survey suggests more than 90% of the adults surveyed who spent the last 6 years in Awana are not only still in the church, but our leaders. Awana's Jack Ager says,
"We not only teach kids theology, Bible basics, Bible stories. They not only memorize all the books of the Bible in a row, but they really learn the themes, the scarlet thread of redemption. We really center on the gospel of Jesus Christ."
They don't stop there. Discipleship is a huge priority. Many Christian parents have left discipleship up to the church. Ager says that's been part of the problem. Awana is now training parents to take the lead.
The more we can get parents attached, involved, connected, committed to this cause, the greater will be the result and the product, a child who knows, loves, and serves Jesus Christ.
Meanwhile, the United States' struggling economy is affecting everyone, including ministry. Crossroad Bible Institute marked their best year ever last year for revenue. However, their 2007 year-end fundraiser, No Inmate Left Behind, ended $400,000 short of their goal. Unless the shortage is filled, they may be forced to halt enrollment in their prison Bible study program. Consider giving a gift that will enable them to work at full capacity this year, leaving no prisoner behind. And if you're praying for an opportunity to serve, India Partners is sending a short-term team to India. Among many things, past teams have done micro-enterprise work and orphan care while sharing Christ with those they meet. Each trip is tailored according to the skills of the team. One of their main objectives is to encourage self-sufficiency. This year, the trip runs from June 29th through July 12th with other trips in the works. To find out more about how God can use you this summer, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year around the world. Mission Aviation Fellowship's offering a special edition Better Than Life CD, Today's Stories of Faith, to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828. It features Scott Crepane, Shannon Wexelberg, and Charles Billingsley. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.